USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers spent much of their Wednesday trying to convince senators that President Trump should be convicted and impeached for the second time. Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Jason Miller believes a former president's legal team should have an easy time refuting the Democrats' claims.
Well, John, I think very similar to the very first impeachment, we saw the Democrats fired off everything good that they had during the first day, and then their arguments really fell apart in the second and third days of their respective trials.
Miller's comments courtesy of Fox News. The NBA is ordering all teams to play the national anthem before games. The controversy erupted this week when it was revealed that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban ordered that the Star Spangled Banner be banned. It flew under the radar because there are no fans in the stands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Biden says the U.S. will impose sanctions against military leaders in Myanmar in response to the takeover earlier this month there, saying the U.S. was pressing for an immediate return to democracy. 14 Republican attorneys general are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his decision to cancel a permit for construction of the Keystone XL crude pipeline, alleging severe economic harm and threatening to take legal action. And regarding all the executive orders signed by President Biden, former White House Chief Economic Counsel Larry Kudlow says,
they want to undo Trump, okay? Trump, unpopular now, I guess, undo Trump. But in undoing Trump, they're undoing some pretty good policies. Forget the man, or whatever you think of him, the policies. The executive orders on immigration is causing chaos in the border.
Kudlow's comments coming there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus vaccine set to be available in more locations.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vice President Harris is reiterating the administration's support of American troops across the globe. At the Pentagon, she told troops that their success is our country's security and success.
As we face global threats to our climate and to our health, to our physical security and cybersecurity, your work is of profound importance and consequence.
Harris also saying their sacrifices will always be honored and never forgotten. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.